Come, friends, and unto me draw near, a sorrowful ditty you shall hear. You that deny your lawful prince, let conscience now your faults convince. And now in love and not in fear, now let his presence be your joy, whom God in mercy would not destroy. The relation that here I bring, concerning Charles our royal king, through what dangers he hath passed, and is proclaimed king at last. The prince's sorrows we will sing, which the faith sorely did annoy, and God in mercy would not destroy. After Worcester most fatal fight, when that King Charles was put to flight, when many men their lives lay down, to bring their sovereign to the crown, the which was a most glorious sight, great was his majesty's convoy, whom God in mercy would not destroy. In Worcester battle fierce and hot, his horse twice under him was shot, and by a wise and prudent thrift, to save his life was forced to shift. Without difficulty it was not, Providence did him safely convoy, whom God in mercy would not destroy. And being full of discontents, stripped of his princely ornaments, thus full of troubles and of cares, a knife cut off his curled hairs. Whereby the hunters he prevents, God did in mercy did convoy, so that they could not him destroy. A chain of gold he gave away, worth £300 that day, in this disguise by honest thrift, command all for themselves to shift. With one friend both night and day, poor prince alone to God's convoy, his foes they could not him destroy. These two wandered into a wood, where a hollow oak there stood, and for his precious life's dear sake, did of that oak his palace make. His friend towards night provided food, so their precious lives they did enjoy, whom God in mercy would not destroy. Lord Wilmot most valiant and stout, he was pursued by the rout, was hid in a fiery kin of malt, and so escaped the soldier's assault, which searched all the house about, not dreaming the kiln was his convoy, which God in mercy would not destroy. And relates King Charles his miseries, which forces tears from tender eyes. Mistress Lane entreats him earnestly for to find out his majesty, and him to save she would devise, unto her house they him convoy, whom God in mercy would not destroy. King Charles alive recloak wore then, and became a serving man, and westward rode towards the sea, intended transported to be. And Mistress Lane now please he can, which was the king's safest convoy, whom God in mercy would not destroy. An accident of great renown, as they were for to ride through a town, a troop of horse stood cross the street, then jealousy the king did greet, and fortune seemed on him to frown. He thought the fates would him annoy, whom God in mercy would not destroy. The captain commanded his men to the right and left to open them, for harmless travellers he them did take, and an interval for them did make. And so they passed on again, unto King Charles no small joy, whom God in mercy would not destroy. His mistress coming to her inn, left William her man in the kitchen, The cookmaid asked where he was born, and what trade that he did learn. To frame his excuse he did begin, thus his sorrow was turned to joy, whom God in mercy would not destroy. To answer mild he thus begun, at Brumegamon Naylor's son. Then said the maid, the jack stand still, pray wind it up if that you will. Which he did suspicion to shun, and somewhat did the same annoy, yet did not the same quite destroy. As those that were by do say, he went about it the wrong way, which angered the maid the same to see. She called him a clownish booby. In all my life that ever I saw, her railing caused him laugh for joy, whom God in mercy would not destroy. After many weeks in jeopardy, he was wafted into Normandy. The God of heaven for his person cared. The shipmaster had a great reward. Thus the good prince from hence did fly. To suffer hardship he was not coy, which now will be this nation's joy.